Russia is now banned from competing in international sporting events for the next 4 years, and that includes the Olympics. Today's announcement comes from WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency. It's a partial ban, actually. Russia is prevented from hosting international events and sending officials to competitions. But there's also a pathway for Russian athletes to compete in the 2020 Olympics under a neutral flag if they can prove they're clean. Rob Keeler is a former head of WADA. He's now general director of Global Athlete. That's a group that advocates for athletes' rights. Keeler is one of many critics who say that the ban on Russia does not go far enough.
Russia has undermined the anti-doping system over the last 7 years. Before I resigned in August 2018, I had full oversight of the Russian roadmap. I stuck to my guns day after day, indicating that we would not let Russian officials and athletes back at international events until they admitted they were involved in institutionalized doping. But in September 2018, WADA gave in and allowed Russia back based on promises of providing data. They didn't provide the data. In fact, they manipulated the data. And to see a meaningful cultural change in Russia, there has to be a price to pay. And unfortunately, the athletes will have to suffer. But that's something that needs to be done. They haven't learned their lesson yet. And until there's a strong sanction, they won't learn their lesson.
So the ban essentially says that Russian athletes can't go under the Russian flag to the World Cup and the Olympics. But they can compete. Is that the deal?
That's right. They can compete. This is a game being played, in my opinion. Leading up to Pyeongchang in December 2017, the IOC announced that they were going to ban Russia. And then in January, they made a new statement saying they're going to ban Russia, but they can compete as Olympic athletes of Russia. Yet again, they seem to bend the rules for Russia because they are a powerful sport nation. They wield a lot of influence, and the international community continues to let them compete. This was the biggest hit to integrity of sport of this century, if not ever. And if the World Agency doesn't uphold a strong sanction, they're letting athletes down globally.
You've got a feel, though, for the Russian athletes who are not guilty. I mean, do you really think somebody like Russian runner Yulia Stepanova, who exposed doping fraud with her husband, should be banned from competition?
The reality is, there's 145 athletes that will never know if they've doped or not because they've manipulated the data of those athletes. That's the first thing. The second thing is I'm looking at the future generation of Russian athletes that should have the ability to compete in sport and the ability to compete clean. And the reason I say that is Russian athletes that we've spoken to don't have a choice to compete clean. If they're in the system and they're asked to do something, they either do it or they have to leave. So how can you be sure anyone's clean? It's a tough call to ban all Russian athletes. It's harsh, but it's not the first time. And that's the other thing people don't realize. The International Olympic Committee banned South African athletes for almost 20 years because of apartheid. So it's been done in the past, and we cannot hold athletes to a different standard.
So you clearly don't think, Rob, that today's punishment is going to make Russia change its behavior. What do you think will happen 4 years from now once this ban is complete?
Well, I don't think it will change the culture. And if I have a crystal ball, I suspect that the Russians will appeal this decision to the Court of Arbitration of Sport. They have 21 days where they can appeal this decision. And then the Court of Arbitration, which is not independent either because they are fully funded by the International Olympic Committee, has a choice to make. They can either increase the sanction or they can overrule WADA's decision. And I think it's going to be something to watch. My fear is that everything will be forgotten. In all likelihood, the Russians could win this appeal.
Rob Keeler, formerly with the World Anti-Doping Agency. He's now Director General of Global Athlete. That's a group that advocates for global athletes' rights. Rob, thanks for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.